At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival Raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Old school security kicks in after the break-in. Too late. SimpliSafe rewinds the story, stopping crime before it starts. Active Guard Outdoor Protection uses AI-powered cameras to detect intruders, alert live monitoring agents, and can deter intruders before they reach your door. It's proactive protection, plus a 60-day money-back guarantee and no contracts. To get 60% off your new system, go to simplisafe.com/podcast. That's simplisafe.com/podcast. There's no safe like SimpliSafe.
There was an incident in the series between the Timberwolves and the Nuggets. Monday night, Denver Nuggets guard Jamal Murray threw a heat pack and a towel. Essentially, it was kind of like a combination of the two wrapped up together, but the heat pack gave it some weight, kind of makes it dangerous. He threw it onto the court, essentially, during a game as there was a layup attempting to be made, and then a foul was called. But right at that point, as the foul was called, the Nuggets bench did not like that. Jamal Murray, essentially, almost at the end of the bench, kind of as you're getting close to the tunnel, so not really obvious to see, chucked this heat pack onto the court in anger. And I would say shockingly, surprisingly, but I think there are a lot of others out there that would say, not shockingly, the Nuggets point guard was not suspended, just fined by the NBA $100,000 for said incident. Now, Rashad, that allowed the Nuggets to come back in their next game. Of course, they do play game 4 against the Timberwolves today. They are down in that series 2-1, but they came back with Jamal Murray basically leading the charge, going 11 of 21, 2 of 5 from three-point land to beat the Timberwolves 117 to 90. It's obvious what's happening here, that the NBA wants its star players on the court. It does not want its reigning NBA champion to be swept in the second round of the NBA playoffs, so they will do whatever it takes to keep that from happening, and that means not handing out a punishment, in my opinion, to a player that is obvious. I mean, we brought it up earlier in the hour. You can go podcast it anywhere you get your podcast here on Sports Sunday. Patrick Beverley suspended for 4 games for his ass remark to a reporter and throwing a ball into the stands. And you're right, Rashad. You said it at the time, and I'm sure you're going to expand on this, that throwing stuff into the fans' area where they're sitting in the stands out of the court is going to get you some serious time. But to that point of safety, you would think that while a game is going on, and not just any game, not a regular season game, a playoff game, where if somebody got injured and slipped on that, I mean, the implications could be dire. And I know I'm getting a little crazy there, but seriously, if somebody slips and falls on that, or it does cause an issue where it does affect the game, where a point should have been scored and it wasn't, or vice versa, and both coaches are just at each other, that's some major issues, man. I don't understand why that is not equivalent to what a Patrick Beverley did. Let's just say he got a game for the reporter interaction and 3 games for the ball being thrown to the stands. Why do you not give Jamal Murray the exact same punishment for doing something, in my opinion, much more egregious?
Well, I mean, because he didn't hit a fan, or because he didn't throw it at a fan,
That's why it wasn't much more egregious. You're looking at a dude in Jamal Murray who's kind of been a choir boy, you know, in the NBA thus far. You know, doesn't cause any trouble. Everybody kind of, you know, latched on to him last year during his amazing playoff run that eventually, you know, led to a championship. Like, Jamal Murray is one of the good guys of the league, right? And he was getting his ass kicked in game two. That's just straight up and down. He was getting his ass kicked
throughout the playoffs. Yeah.
No, I think there was points where he was great. The against the Lakers, he was phenomenal, obviously. I mean,
he hit that game-winning shot.
Two game-winning shots.
Yeah, you know, but after a really bad performance, you know, shooting-wise.
But still was able to come through down the stretch for all those games that they were able to win. You know, so Jamal Murray, whether he scored, you know, 12 points or 28 points, you know, in those games, it was when he did it. And I think that's the important thing about the playoffs. But there was a lot of times, this is on the refs. This is the refs completely swallowed their whistle for all that game. Before that, in the first quarter, Michael Malone storms onto the court, gets in the referee's face, all type of expletives were yelled, you know, at the ref. And there was not even a technical. I was expecting an ejection, not even a technical. So they let that part go. Then you have the thing with Jamal Murray. He's frustrated. He's all these things. He's doing stupid fouls. He's turning the ball over multiple times. He was frustrated. I don't think he meant to. Well, I don't know. I don't know. I hope he didn't mean to throw it on the floor. I think I don't know if he just meant to, like, throw it towards something. Either way, it was dumb. And, yeah, he should have been ejected. But, again, you're not going to eject one of your best players on Denver, just pretty much guaranteeing that they're not going to win that game or the next couple games, because he would probably have missed the next game.
I mean, you did notice that they called game two after that much more tight than they did game one. It seemed like game one kind of just allowing whatever the hell they wanted.
Or game three?
Well, it was game one that this incident happened initially. So,
was it?
Yeah. Monday night.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Yeah, Monday night was game one.
Okay. Yeah, I thought it was game two. Either way, you know, it didn't help. It didn't really help matters if it was game one, because game two, they came out and got their ass whooped even more, you know, than they did in night one. But this is what championships teams do. They rebound. And the Nuggets were able to come out the next night or the next game and completely obliterate this young T-Wolves team. So I still think Minnesota can win the series, but I also think Denver might have maybe figured out what they were supposed to be doing. Like, the first couple games, they don't start fast.
None of these
games they've started fast. Actually, game three was the first game that Denver started faster than normal. And it resulted in a win. You know, so when they get behind, like, the Lakers just didn't have enough to hold on at the end. Like, the Lakers would build these 12, 13, 14 point leads and then figure out a way to trick them, you know, halfway through the third quarter. Denver needs to learn how to get the lead early and hang on to it and build on it, because otherwise they get down to this Minnesota team. I don't know if their bench is deep enough to be able to compete with theirs.
I mean, Minnesota, if Karl-Anthony Towns ain't in foul trouble, And he's scoring 20 a game. And he doesn't even have to shoot well at that point. They've got a complete team. We've talked about it all playoffs. It's kind of the roster that the Suns and the Lakers wish that they had. And with Anthony Edwards kind of having his coming out party, essentially, in this playoffs, you're wondering, can they actually be beat in the Western Conference? And unless Denver, I mean, they shot a lot better in Game 3 than they have pretty much, I think, the entire playoffs. They shot almost 50% from three, but they also stomped the Timberwolves. It was pretty much a defeat the whole way for Minnesota, and they had their bench guys in by, I think, 4 to 5 minutes left in the fourth quarter.
Which I absolutely love by Chris Finch. This game is over.
Yeah. So yeah, rest down. Your guys. Yeah.
Come sit down. We got another game. Don't even stress about it. They got one. We got two on theirs. Everybody come sit down. That's a page out of the Greg Popovich playoff, you know, scoring or playoff basketball.
Well, do we need more Pop influence? He's not in the playoffs, right?
I think we do. I don't think we have enough Pop influence, which is why basketball looks the way it looks now.
No, that's fair. All right. That's pretty fair. But basketball looking the way that it looks now, in my opinion, very hypocritical. I cannot stand the fact that Jamal Murray was not suspended. I understand that nothing did happen. And of course, that if something happened, a player got injured or something like that, something was affected, the game was affected points wise, then definitely, or the refs had to step in to keep that from happening. It definitely would have been a much bigger punishment. A $100,000 fine is nothing for the dude. That's like, what, $5 to you and I?
Well, hey man,
Drake, it's literally not even a slap on the wrist.
Drake has got all the boys from Canada looking crazy right now. So that's what it is. Jamal Murray is just, you know, hey man, don't be that guy. Don't be that sensitive guy right now.
I just hate it. I can't stand it. Punish the dude. He did something stupid. And
yeah, he's not going to get punished.
No.
Like, it is what it is at this point. Now, if you're the Timberwolves, you just have to go out there and try to kick ass again. And if you're the Nuggets, you got to go out there and show the games one and two were a fluke.
I mean, if he would have apologized after, because I don't know if you heard his comments after the fact that he found out he was just fined and not suspended, but he's just like, yep, moving on, looking forward. I'm like, Jamal, apologize, dude. Don't be a D. You avoided a big suspension here. You avoided a big punishment. Be like, you know what?
It is what it is.
Yeah, that was, I hate that response.
I got to get fined and apologize? No, I think the fine is my apology. I'm good.
No, the fine is the punishment. Yeah. The fine is not the
apology.
Now,
if somebody got hurt, I'm sure he would have apologized.
Oh, my God.
You know, but nobody got hurt, so no harm, no foul. That's that old adage.
But in a situation where somebody could have gotten hurt, yeah, I'll probably do that again and just be a D. Like, come on.
I mean, I'm sure at that point he'd be like, no, I won't do that. Hindsight being 20/20, won't do that again. But no, since nobody got hurt, he got fined. Man, we're on to Cincinnati.
I'll take the hindsight's 20/20 cheesy apology over the well.
You'd want an apology that's not genuine, because that's what it wouldn't have been genuine. Like, so just take the
fine. You're right. I want him to be genuine, and if he's not, I think he's a d-bag. So yeah, I just think he's being a
d-bag. I think that's what it is at this point. You know, so you can tell a lot about how people are when they're in these losing situations.
You're not wrong.
It brings up a lot of things that we don't see when you're winning. It's very easy to see all the great things. But when you're losing, that's why I love Steph. Steph losing wasn't like pouty in most cases. It wasn't, you know, blaming other people.
He wasn't level.
Like, man, we're not good right now. You know, so
he complains.
I'm sure he complained in the locker room, and all the places he's supposed to in the locker room at practice, all those things. I'm sure he complained and got on guys' ass and everything. But do you? Some guys are just, you know, just take the good with the bad a lot of times. And we're going to see a lot of how, you know, we're going to see a lot about how Denver responds after, like I said, two shellackings in game one and game two. We see they came back in game three. We'll see if they can do it again.
All right. Well, we got game four tonight, 5 o'clock on TNT, the Timberwolves hosting the Nuggets, see if they can tie up the series. Before that, though, the Knicks and Pacers at 12:30 for their game four matchup. The Knicks lead that series 2-1. They will try to take a 3-1 series lead on the road. Indiana, though, a 5.5-point favorite. All right, let's switch gears from NBA playoff talk to some local talk. The Portland Trail Blazers and what seems to be more drama happening at One Center Court. Are they shadow firing Chauncey Billups? And what the heck is going on in the front office right now? We got to get into this to start the second hour of Sports Sunday. No Joe Fisher. It's a Schulte Shot edition of Sports Sunday here on 1080 The Fan.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival Raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Most security systems react after a break-in begins. That's too late. SimpliSafe is different. It's proactive. Active Guard Outdoor Protection uses AI-powered cameras to spot suspicious activity before criminals get inside. Live monitoring agents can see, speak to, and scare off intruders in real time, quickly calling police if needed. To get 60% off your new system, go to simplisafe.com/podcast. That's simplisafe.com/podcast for 60% off. There's no safe like SimpliSafe.
With TikTok ads, our revenue went up $10 million year over year during back-to-school season. Penn Foster is online education. TikTok is great because the reach is incredible for finding a lot of different types of audiences on the platform. Creator content at scale allowed us to easily develop and distribute creator-led ads. Our return on ad spend for TikTok is 21% higher than the next best channel.
Start growing your business today. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads.
When was the last time you thanked God for your healthcare? At Redeem Healthshare Ministry, it's not just about paying medical bills. It's about honoring Christ and relieving the burden of rising medical costs. From routine checkups to life surprises, Redeem offers affordable, flexible programs supported by a caring Christian community. Say amen to healthcare that fits your faith and your budget. See how it works at redeemhealthshare.org.